This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum, Mufti Abdul Rahman. It's a pleasure to have you here with us today at Imperial College London at the Overcoming Obstacles Conference.
Alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. It's an absolute pleasure to be here.
Your talk today was about boosting iman and dealing with its fluctuations. If people manage to take only one or two pieces of advice away from your talk today about boosting iman, what would they be?
I think the main point is probably summed up in the last two points that I made, which is that we're all going to have some kind of challenges to our faith. The main point is how do we have a kind of a stable spiritual input so that our iman stays at a moderate level, at a good level all the time. And number one, regardless of what level it is at, we should never justify any wrongs. So any lows that we may get into and we may feel demoralized, we must never justify that low. And just because we're in a certain situation or position or whatever, think that it's okay to be there. We do it, we feel guilty, we repent, and we expect to, inshallah, boost ourselves up. That's the first point. And the second point that I made, which is very important, is that it doesn't matter how low we get to and what kind of sin we may get involved in, the small amount, whatever it may be that we're doing, continue to do that. So if it's something to do with some kind of haram relationship, illegitimate relationship or something like that, but you still pray, well, continue praying. That prayer still has its validity, it still has its benefit. If you're still covering, but you've gotten yourself into something else, well, it doesn't mean you need to take your cover off. It's about continuing to do what you're doing, but then the haram that's crept into our life and kind of encroached on it, to try to rid ourselves of it. So inshallah, that will keep continue to give us the power to stay steadfast.
Okay, so the question and the second question is, in your talk you mentioned something about having a daily or a weekly regimen of dhikr. If you could detail that again for us, inshallah, for the benefit of the viewers.
Yeah, the five things which are very important, which we can call a dhikr regimen, is number one, to do 100 istighfar, seeking forgiveness, morning, and then 100 in the evening. That's astaghfirullah rabbi min kulli dhanbi wa atubu ilayh. 100 times morning, 100 times in the evening. The benefit of that is that it will actually purify us from any lapses, misdeeds, or minor sins that we've committed, you know, over the last several hours, and stay pure. Then number two is to do 100 salawat on Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala ali Sayyidina Muhammad wa barik wa sallim. The benefit of this is that after being purified, then we're adorning ourselves and we're invoking the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we're also fulfilling the right of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whoever sends one blessing on him, 100 blessings or 10 blessings are showered on the person who does the salawat. So we need that blessing. Number three is to read a portion of the Quran a day. The Quran is an illumination. It illuminates the heart, and that is really a really strong spiritual boost. It's a big spiritual boost. So the main thing about the Quran is whether you can just read half a page a day or even one page a day, if not a whole juz of the Quran, whatever is convenient for you to read every day, then do that amount regularly. Number four is to have some moment with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, 5 to 10 minutes every day, where it's just us and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and nothing else, no other selfish motive. It's just us and Allah, some kind of meditation, some kind of reflection, muraqabah, muhasabah, either taking the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, just thinking about our life, our death, and just speaking to Allah, getting personal, intimate conversation with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that is number four. And number five is to at least once a week, if not more than that, to have some kind of spiritual gathering that you attend. That means any gathering in which you feel closer to Allah, not a management gathering of your ISOC where it's all about management and it's dry, right? Those are beneficial, they're useful, but that's not the kind of gathering that is going to fulfill this particular regimen I'm speaking about. Any gathering, whether it be at university, whether it be in your local mosque or somewhere else, and if you can't find any, then find something online, a spiritually boosting talk by somebody which makes you feel concerned and makes you reflect. At least one a week you do with that. Inshallah, if you do all of this, you will keep strong, pure, and balanced. And that will really help us to fortify ourselves against many of the factors that will diminish our iman on a day-to-day basis. Jazakallah khair.
Jazakallah Mufti Abdul Rahman. On behalf of the Muslim community here at Imperial and those who attended, I would like to sincerely thank you for taking the time out today to be with us. Jazakallah khair. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.